Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Tzadi Hey. We have just started. We started yesterday Hilchos Yom Tov. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph, or really towards the end of Sif Aleph in Sif Katan Tes. We saw yesterday that the Ramah brings down the Yesh Machmirin, that food preparation involving Meleches Olchel Nefesh that could be done before Yom Tov without compromising the taste of the food must be done before Yom Tov, in advance of Yom Tov, on Friday afternoon, before. The Mishnah Berurah actually maintained that the majority of Achronim are Machmir, like this Yesh Machmirin. He said this in Sif Katan Ches. And we also pointed out that although most foods do taste better fresh, and therefore, you know, usually you'll have some type of heter to do it straight up, the malacha. But some food, I think this is called, like, he gives an example of cooked dry fruit. They have like a fruit compote. I think that's what it's called. Or dough kneaded for noodles as opposed to dough kneaded for flour. They do not lose any taste if made in advance of Yom Tov. And that's what we saw yesterday. Just to add a couple of interesting things, the truth of the matter is, a person nowadays has to ask about every food, whether or not it could have been made before without losing any taste at all. And an interesting question that Rav Shlomo Zalman asks, and he gives a whole bunch of answers, it's brought down in the Shemitah Shabbos Kehilchos, is why would it be permitted? We know everyone goes and heats up water on Yom Tov. And the question is, why should you be allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov? L'chora, the water is not going to taste any better if it was heated up before, on Yom Tov, as opposed to before Yom Tov. It's not going to taste any better. You're not going to have a fresher water, okay? And we all know that, you know, once water is heated up from before even Shabbos, if you have it on a plata or on a blech, you could move it closer to get it heated up. So why shouldn't you at least get it up nice and hot beforehand, before Yom Tov, so you won't be doing bishul? And he gives a whole bunch of answers. One of them is that, like, you know, some of the water boils out and things like that. And he gives a whole bunch of different answers. I ain't shum in the Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchasa. You'll see the actual source on the Bechina, because I'll probably bring this down to the Bechina. Anyway, another big, and this is a big famous modern day shaila, is nowadays with the advent of refrigeration and good freezing and things like that. So to post and discuss what would be if you could go ahead and, because of refrigeration and freezing, you can prepare food in advance. And Nagid, again, sometimes it won't taste as good in the fridge or the freezer. But if it would taste and it would not affect at all the taste, do you have to go prepare it before and put it in the fridge? So the Tshuva's Ber Moshe actually says, based on the Sharet Sinan later, then one may not prepare on Yom Tov food that could be cooked before Yom Tov and won't lose its taste if it was refrigerated. However, Shlomo Zalman Orbach gives a big kula here, and he disagrees, and he says that it's a nice chiddush. He says that anything, you know, that since these halachas were put in place by Chazal, he says that any food that would have lost taste if cooked in advance of Yom Tov in the time of Chazal, they can be cooked on Yom Tov. So meaning, by virtue of the fact that in the time of Chazal, since there was no refrigeration, you'd have the heter to go ahead and cook it on Yom Tov, you would be able to go ahead and cook it on Yom Tov. It's an unbelievable chiddush, but that's what he said. It's brought down as well in the Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchasa. You'll check it out. Again, the actual sources will be on your Bechin. So you get these nice little, what we call MB recording questions on the big Bechin. Okay, let's move weiter. So we were in this Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes, and the Mishnah Berurah had just said that, again, if it doesn't lose any taste, so that's when it you'd be able to do it. But if it doesn't lose any taste, that's when it would be usher to do it. But he says if it would lose even a little bit of taste, then you'd have a heter to go ahead and cook or do the malacha on Yom Tov. So now he goes and he says, Uva Maharil, the second line in Sif Katan Tes, Uva Maharil Kasuv, She'asu Laduch Shkeidim B'Yom Tov Lotzi Me'en Chela. That's how he wanted to make almond milk by crushing almonds. So he says, it's also to do, because you could have done it the day before. Even though it's not going to taste as good, the almond milk. So the question is, why did he asser? Sounds like he's assering, because just a little better is not going to a little better taste. It sounds like from him that a little better taste won't permit it. It has to be significantly better. However, he says as follows. Because of Achronin, no. There's a different reason why he was Machmir. The Mishum Hachi Yechmir is there. The Damik Tzas, we're going to see coming up in Sif Beis, that Tzchita, that squeezing, like juice and things like that from Peros, the Aser, it's similar to squeezing fruit juice from the fruits, which is Aser we'll see coming up. And that's why it was Aser. Umikom Makom Ayedei Shinui, he says. However, if you did it via a Shinui, Nered Yesh Lahati, you'd be able to be Matir even in this case, even though Schita will say, regular Schita we're going to see coming up, there's no Heter Al Yedei Shinui. But here he's saying, in this situation, where we're talking about grinding up the almonds for almond milk, that Al Yedei Shinui, he says, he thinks would be okay. Now, continuing on, Sif Katan Yud. So this Sif Katan Yud is going on the end of the Ramah. The Ramah says, Miyu Im Lo Aso, last line in the Ramah, Im Lo Aso Merev Yom Tov. Let's say a guy did not do what he was supposed to do before Yom Tov. Meaning it's something that he could have done and it wouldn't have lost any taste if he did it before Yom Tov. But now he has Yesh Bo Tzorech Yom Tov. He wants to go ahead and use it on Yom Tov. He wants to be able to do the Malach on Yom Tov to be able to partake of whatever food he needs to do, even though he could have done it before Yom Tov. So is he allowed? He says, no, he's not allowed. But he would be allowed Mutu Lasos Al Yidei Shinui. There's a heter to do it with the Shinui. So example would be something like, we're going to see later on that certain types of borer is going to be a problem. So let's say certain types of peeling vegetables that you could have done before Yom Tov, you didn't do. Again, certain vegetables, if you peel them, it will taste fresher and better. But certain vegetables, maybe you could have done before. So what should you do? So when you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So for example, they bring down, the Chayyadim brings down that, let's say you normally peel the vegetables on a table. So what you should do is peel them on a napkin or something, or peel them on a plate, so that it would be some type of shinui, and that would make it allowed. Look at the Mishnah Berurah now, Sif Katan Yud, Mutu Lasos Al Yedei Shinui. So again, if you didn't do what you were supposed to do, you should have done the Malacha, Malachas Ochal Nefesh, you should have done it before Yom Tov, because it would not hinder the taste at all. But what happens in Lo Samer of Yom Tov, he says, Mibnei Eza Ones. He says, what happens if there was an Ones? Right? You wanted to go ahead and you wanted to peel these vegetables before Yom Tov. These vegetables that you had to peel before Yom Tov, you wanted to, but some Ones happened, the fire, and you couldn't go ahead and do it. And that's why you didn't peel it. Mutter afil b'lishinui. Then you'd be allowed to peel it on Yom Tov even without a shinui. Why? Because that becomes a situation where it was efshar lasoso. It's a situation where you couldn't have done it before Yom Tov. So since you couldn't have done it before Yom Tov, so now it's regular meleches ochel nefesh, and it will be okay. Because of an Magen Avram. Now the Magen Avram brings up something that we're going to see is going to be, it's a big major machlokes achronim. He says, da'afil l'chadchila mutter lahamtin lasoso al yedei shinui. He says, what would be if a chatchila, you don't want to go ahead and peel the vegetables? It's vegetables that you really should peel beforehand. Can you go ahead and lechatchila not peel them with in mind to go ahead and peel them with a shinui? So he goes and he says, you'd be allowed to do it. The Magen Avraham says, lechatchila, you could go ahead and not peel it on condition that you know you're going to later go ahead and do it with a shinui. So later you're doing it with a shinui. You're going to go ahead and you're going to peel it not in the normal way. And therefore, he says, even lechatchila, you could go ahead and push it off. However, others disagree. The Sefer Bigdei Yesha, Mefakfek Al-Zahi, he says, not so fast, Sladowski, and therefore, Achein, and Ein Lo Shehus, Kodem Yom Tov, Bevada Yesha, Smoch Al-Zah. He says, it's problematic to rely on it, but he says, if you mamish didn't have time before Yom Tov, so for sure, you could be Makel, okay, meaning, you know, once already, it's already a little pressing time and things like that, so then you could for sure, rely on it. What's mashma from here, like what he says in the Ber Alacha, that Lechatchila, you should not rely on this Magen Avram, lechatchila, to go ahead and rely on doing it with a shinui. If for whatever reason you were a bad boy, then if you have a tzorach yom tov, you could go ahead and do the malacha with a shinui, even though it's something that you could have done before yom tov. Now we're coming up over here to something fundamentally different, even though it sounds the same. And these are malachos that, as we're going to see, these are malachos that are more of an industrial type malacha, even though these are malachos of food preparation. For example, Sif Katan, Sif Beis, Ktsira, Utchina, Ubitzira, Uschita, Vetzeda. Harvesting, grinding, let's say, flour, Ubitzira, going ahead and harvesting grapes, Uschita, and going ahead and squeezing out, okay, the fruit juice or grape juice from the grapes, Vetzeda, or trapping, Afal Pishahe Meleches Ochel Nefesh, even though these are Meleches Ochel Nefesh, Asarum Chachom. The Shulchan Aruch says the Chachamim Asidem. Now these are a different category. These have no heter, as we're going to see, with a shinui. Okay? And we're going to see soon enough that even though the Shulchan Aruch says the Chachamim asked them, the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring down that many poskim hold that they're actually Aser Min HaTorah on Yom Tov. What's the difference? Why are these Amalachas off on Nefesh too? So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat Nidav. Remember the Shulchan Aruch himself allowed, he didn't hold like the Ramah. He held, remember from yesterday, the Shulchan Aruch held that Malachos that you could do the day before, you don't have to do it the day before. If we're talking about regular Malachos Ochel Nefesh. It was only Machshirei Ochel Nefesh that if you could have done the day before, you had to do it the day before. But here, everyone agrees. Tzira, Tchina, Ubitzira, Uschita, Vitzeda, all these things you can't do on Yom Tov. Even though the Malachos Ochel Nefesh. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nidal, Tzira. He says, V'hu adin disha v'harkada. Same thing would apply to Dush and Merakade. Threshing and sifting, ukagavna, sifkat nidbeis, uschita, and also squeezing, which is a tolda of dush, rotza lomar, lischot haperos, to squeeze out the fruit, lotzi mayen, to go and to squeeze out the shemen, the oil from the olives, the yenon, and the wine from grapes, la achila biyonto. This is all aser, yudgimel, asarum chachamim. Shulchan Aruch said it, the chachamim asked it. What's pshat? The minatara kol malacha shu bochel nefesh mutter. According to the Shulchan Aruch, really minatara, this is okay also because it's ochel nefesh. Ela chachamim came and they asered asru dvarim shehem avot the rabba kigonan. They asered milachas ochel nefesh that the activity were activities that were normally done with great effort. Sha adam ragil liktzor sadeu, because a person normally what he does is he goes ahead and he harvests his field. V'libtzor karmo, and harvest his vineyard, ke'echad, all together, v'lidroch kol anavav, ke'echad, and he goes ahead, and he crushes, and squeezes out the juice of all the grapes together, v'litchoin harbe v'pamachas, and a person goes ahead, and he grinds, let's say, a lot of flour, okay, all in one shot, v'imkein yitarei kol ayom, and this opinion that the Shulchan Aruch is going with maintains that it's going to be awesome with the Rabbanim, because of a person busied himself all day with this type of avoda, yimna misimchas yomtiv. It's going to prevent him from simchas yomtiv. V'lachein asru chachamim, and therefore the chachamim went ahead and asered it. V'afilu ayidei shinui asered, and therefore they even asered ayidei shinui. V'inichu v'heteren rak dvarim shemistamayin rak l'tzara hachidas yomtiv. And they asered, and they permitted things, only things that were mistama, that pashtus were for achila on yomtiv, but not malachas of an industrial nature where they would do, okay, big amounts. Baharbe poskim cholkin. Now he goes on and he says, there are many poskim that are cholik on this Shulchan Aruch, lahachmir. And they hold the Sairin, this is the Rajba, the Ramban, really based on the Ramban, the Malachas Avoda, Haniskarim Lael, Aser Min HaTorah, Afilu Baruch Al Nefesh. These shittas hold that there's a fundamental difference between what's called Malachas Avoda and Malachas Ochel Nefesh. And they hold that industrial Malachos, even if it's for Ochel Nefesh, is not touched up as Malachas Ochel Nefesh. Malachas Ochel Nefesh means it has to be domestic, where you're in the kitchen doing it. But if it's Malachas that are, by definition, Malachas that are industrial, that's Malachas Avoda, and it's Aser on Yom Tov Min HaTorah. V'lo Itira HaTorah Bochel Nefesh, Ela Mashu Derech Lasos Liyom Zeh. Only Malachas of Ochel Nefesh that are done for that day, not done for many days. Kegon, and what are the Malachas Ochel Nefesh that were Matir? Milisha Ve'elech. Milisha v'afia, from kneading and baking it on. Ukai gavne, melachos sheim, letzorech achila biyonto. Things that are hatzorech achila on yonto, like kneading and baking. Uprati dinan elu yizbaru b'simanim abayim. We're going to get into the details coming up. Kol echad v'echad bimkomo. Everyone in its time. Now, it's very important, just to give you a little bit of a heads up, because he's very careful to say, I'm not getting into the details here, because many of you might know that you're allowed to do some of these malachas, like tchina. You're allowed, believe it or not, you're allowed to go ahead and grind fresh spices if it tastes better on Yom Tov. You're allowed to go ahead and grind coffee, okay, for fresh coffee on Yom Tov. So what, you know, but you're not allowed to go ahead and catch one fish. You're not allowed to go ahead and pluck one apple. So what's going on here? So it comes out something like this. Plucking a fruit, tzira, this is all based on the halachas that are going to be spelled out in the next couple of weeks, but it's important to get a handle on it right now. So, something like plucking a fruit, ktsira, on Yom Tov, that has no heter at all on Yom Tov, even with a shini, even with a shinui, even if it's one fruit that you have in your backyard, and if you said according to many poskim, it would be malacha d'iraisa. Now, wait, later on, we're going to see in Tav Kuf Dalid Aleph, as I just said, the Shulchan Aruch allows grinding spices on Yom Tov when it's going to be freshly ground, okay? Or even freshly ground coffee. So the Chora, a freshly plucked fruit, might also taste better and more fresh. So what's the chiluk? So the answer is that we go by how the malacha was categorized by Chazal. This is how they explain it. The Rishonim, Achronim. Some activities were defined as purely industrial, like tzira. So even when you pluck it, it's still going to be defined as asa because by definition, tzira is malachas avoda. But then there are other malachas like tochein, which are different types of, there are different types of tchina. There's industrial tchina, and there is domestic tchina. There's industrial borer, and like domestic borer. Like he says here, merakeid. Merakeid is asa. What do you mean merakeid is asa? Merakeid is always asa. Borer is mutter, but merakeid is very similar to borer. But again, it depends on whether it's industrial or not. So again, say that doesn't make a difference, okay? Because it gets defined as industrial, even though you might once in a while catch a fish by itself or catch a deer by itself, but it got defined as something that you went out to hunt, you went out to fish, you went out, these are things that were done, okay? In general, they're viewed as industrial-like activities. Again, obviously, if we were learning this bi'iyun, we like say, you know, is that really true? It's like, you know, come on, when you go fishing, you don't necessarily only do it with nets. And you know, but anyway, that's the basic split. That certain malachos across the board, even if you're doing it in your kitchen, even if in your kitchen you have a nice little fruit, you have a nice little fish pond in your yard, you're not allowed to go in and catch a fish. Okay, masha ein kein. Okay, you would be allowed to do domestic type of tchina. Obviously, grinding flour, which is industrial, you would not go ahead and be able to do. Okay, now. One thing that the poskim are and do have difficulty is schita seems to have no heter. Why not? Like, you know, freshly squeezed orange juice, l'chaira is better than, you know, from the day before. So, especially if you go to Shlomo Zalman, that, you know, we don't look at refrigeration. So they basically say that obviously schita was one of those malachas that in general was done industrially. And, you know, mainly the schita d'oraisa was with wine and oil. That's where you had schita d'oraisa. So that's, you know, by definition, those were malachos that were industrial. Schita was industrial. Therefore, there's no heter. Therefore, if you're squeezing a lemon on Yom Tov into your tea, you're going to be over maybe even a d'oraisa, right? According to the Ramban, you'd have to go ahead and put it into, first squeeze it into your solid sugar cube. Okay, let's move right there here. We now continue on. In the Shulchan Aruch, ein motzin masa al behema biyontov. So you're not allowed to go ahead and transport something, like I said, on the back of a behema on yontov. This is what's known as the iser of shvisas behemto. The pasuk says, "L'man yanuach shorcha v'chamorcha." A person is required to allow his animals to rest, to refrain from malacha. He has to make sure that his animals are not doing any type of malacha on Shabbos, and this is a mitzvah ase. And if his animal goes ahead and does any type of work on any type of malacha on Yom Tov, he's over a mitzvah ase, even if he is not, okay, present at the time. He's over a mitzvah ase. Comes the Mishnah Berurah here and he points something out, refers back to an old Ramah, Tzif Katan Yudalid, Ein Motzi in Masa. So he says, Lefi Das Hagola El, Johnson, you probably remember this, in Simon Reish Mem Vav, Tzif Gimel, the Ramah Shita was, the Ein Adam Mitzvah Al Shvisas Behemto on Yom Tov. There's the Pasuk. The Ramah held that the pasuk of L'man Yanuach Shorcha V'Chamorcha was dafka by Shabbos and not Yom Tov. So there is no Shvisas Behemto on Yom Tov. So then why is this Aser? He says, according to the Ramah, it would only be Aser Rabbanan. Tzarech Lomar D'Hacha, according to the Ramah, you have to say, unlike the Shulchan Aruch, this Aser would only be an Aser D'Rabbanan B'Alma. It would only be Aser D'Rabbanan. Shalom Yaseh B'Derash Yoseh B'Chol Lim Behemto. You shouldn't act the way you normally act during the weekday with your animal. Right? It's like, you know, it's like an Ugo D'Chol. You know, it's not Shabbos stick to go ahead and, you know, deal with your animal. Ba'afilu Tzarech Yom Tov, even for Tzarech Yom Tov. So once we're saying it's halacha of uvda d'chol, it's lav dafka malacha of carrying. It's even if it would be in your backyard because it's uvda d'chol to have him do work for you. And therefore, according to the Ramah, ein motzi'in would be lav dafka. Okay? Because it would be usher even where? Even if it would be in your backyard. However, in Simon Reish Mem Vav, we brought down those that are cholik on the Ramah. And there are others that hold other mitzvah al shisas behemto. That people are mitzvah on even on Yom Tov, on Shvisas Behemto. The Yom Tov can move Shabbos. There's no difference. That pasuk of Lamanya Nuach Shorcha Lechamorcha, Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same malachas. The malachas also on both, so it applies to Yom Tov as well. And for sure, if you're over the losa, say of Mechamer. What's Mechamer? So, Johnson, if you remember, that Mechamer is a losase, that if you actually go ahead and lead the animal yourself, an animal is carrying stuff, and you lead the animal, you're over a losase. So, Kal v'chomer, you'll be over, according to these opinions, the losase, if your animal goes ahead and does this. Okay? Ladeyazu asi shapir kipshuto, and therefore, according to this opinion, the Shulchan Aruch is kipshuto. The Surah Doraisa Kamar Mechaber. And the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch is talking about specifically the Doraisa of Shvisas Behemto and Mechamer. Bida. In Nomar de Shvisas Behema Beyontov, he says, you should realize that if we're saying the Shvisas Behema Beyontov, Shaykh Bezakol Adinim and the Marim Binzel Belbech Shabbos Simon Shunei. He says, if you hold it as Mamish Isser of Shvisas Behemto, on Yontov, all the halachas of Shabbos apply. All the halachas of Shvisas Behema, again, we pointed out that Mechamer, you're only over if you actually lead the Behema, while Shvisas Behemto, the Mrs. Asay, is even if you're not present when your animal, if you're just responsible, okay? Also, by Mechamer, when you're leading the animal, it doesn't have to be physically. If you call the animal, you're also going to be over Mechamer. Now, one thing the Shaar HaTzion, we'll end with this, the Shaar HaTzion here in Sitkot Chaf Aleph brings up the following question. We're going to see later on that Hotzah, for a person, is totally mutter if you have any Tzarech Yom Tov. So why are we more machmir, according to this opinion, that says it's doraisa on one's animal more than the person? A person could go ahead and he can carry outside in a Rosh HaRabim for any tzarech, a little tzarech at all. Right? Mitoch shehutra l'tzarech ochel nefesh, hutra for any tzarech. Okay? So why shouldn't that apply to your animal as well? So it comes out a fascinating chumra that applies to shvisas behemah that doesn't apply to a person. An animal carrying is going to be more chumor than a person carrying in that an animal has no heter of mitoch, because the pshat is that it has to be l'tzarech ochel nefesh. It was a heter l'tzarech ochel nefesh of the person. Mitoch shehutra l'tzarech ochel nefesh of the person. So therefore it was hutra l'tz all l'tzarech. But a behema has no such, right? You can't go ahead and do a malacha l'tzarech behema. It's only l'tzarech ochel nefesh of a person. And therefore there's no heter of mitoch by the behema. And therefore a behema would not be able to do any malacha for the person, even if, or carrying an item, that's what we're talking about here, carrying an item, which is a rabbin, he would not be able to be motzi it, even if there was some tzorech yom tov, and that's the charatzigan and sifkan l'chav aleph, yashik koyach men, nice and loaded, yaymi is good stuff, Rabbeinu Marcus, keep it alive, baby, don't go down, don't go under, it gets tougher, but you gotta keep with it, Rabbeinu Fork, great to see you, hold strong, Johnson, don't cave, you're such a caver, you, anyway, weiter. Be well, man. Take care, Avi. All right. Yashar Koyach. Shout out again to little Shimshwads. Shout out to Shimshwads. Okay. Bye-bye, man.